This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It has been a week for venting at the media. President Trump's extended news conference yesterday, and on Wednesday, the government of Venezuela ordered cable TV operators in that country to take the Spanish-language service of CNN off the air after objecting to its reporting. The U.S. government had previously imposed sanctions on Venezuela's vice president, calling him a drug kingpin. But perhaps the biggest headache for Venezuela is the dire state of the economy, with falling oil revenue and grotesque inflation. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Many Venezuelans can't buy things like basic food items, medicines, and toilet paper. Even if they have the money, the products just aren't there. Moises Naim is a fellow with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Venezuela's container traffic has dropped 85% since 2008.
Container traffic, shipping containers. Those imports have fallen dramatically since 2014, when oil prices dropped and the recession started.
This is a country that is literally starving.
And there have been protests in the streets over the economy for months. Reardon Roet is director of the Latin American Studies Program at Johns Hopkins University. He says the government doesn't seem to be paying much attention to its people's suffering.
They always find the money not to take care of their own people, but to satisfy the international capital markets. And I think they'll probably be able to do that through most of 2017.
Venezuelans often spend hours waiting in line at grocery stores, and their money doesn't buy what it used to. Inflation last year was 800%. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.